Karen Hubert's with us, editor of the Baltimore City Paper, talk about this week's issue. Karen, how are you?
Good, good.
Good.
It's a news-packed issue this week.
News-packed issue, and you have this lead story on a roof.
Yes, yes. We have a story on the Roland Park Elementary Middle School roof fiasco, which is costing more than $1 million to fix, even though they just got a brand new clay tile roof. The roof was put on incorrectly. Doesn't look like there was much adequate oversight on behalf of the city and the schools, and now they are talking having to tear the entire thing off and put on asphalt shingles. So it's sort of a close up look at a roof, but looking also at some larger systemic problems with oversight and construction with the schools. So
that's interesting. I mean, I first looked down and said, that's interesting to focus on Roland Parks, but it has to do really with how we're spending our money on our buildings that we're supposed to be rehabbing in our schools, right?
Yes, yes. And then the other question that the super pricey clay tile roof raises, too, is kind of looking at investigating whether a school like Roland Park is perhaps getting a disproportionate share of city schools' resources in terms of, a fancy, historically correct roof, et cetera, when other schools are limping along with leaking roofs, et cetera. So there's a couple of different issues going on with the roof there.
So now your newest reporter, Lindsay Snowden-McRae, has an interesting piece. Did I say Lindsay? I meant Lisa. I'm sorry. I love this piece she wrote. So talk a bit about what she put in this week.
Yeah. Lisa wrote about Beyonce this week and sort of talking about the joy in black women's anger that Beyonce expresses, and how she goes to watch Lemonade and with a bunch of other women, and talks about kind of the communal feeling of sort of relief about being able to express that anger that black women feel. So it's an interesting look at Beyonce's Lemonade.
I thought it was a great article. I'm glad she's working with you now. She's really a good writer.
Yes, yes. We are very happy to have her on board. So she's been here about at City Paper a couple months now, 2 months, and she's a great addition to our staff.
So talk a bit about this, your power rankings this week. I found them really interesting.
Yes, yes. We have, as you probably know, or some of your listeners know, we do a power ranking every week. Whose power increases or decreases over the course of the week?
So who's increasing?
This week, we gave the West family an up this week. Tyrone West is a man who died in police custody in 2013, and his sister has been fighting every Wednesday to draw attention to his death. He died in police custody. The police did not indict anyone or find any officers at fault. Tawanda Jones, his sister, contends that he was asphyxiated in the course of the arrest and has been fighting to draw attention, and a new analysis of the autopsies has been released that says there may have been asphyxiation because of the way that he was held down in the course of the arrest. And probably that's something maybe familiar to your readers too, since it happened right near the Morgan campus, and one of the Morgan security officers was also involved in that. So that's been in the news. We also gave the Baltimore City Public Schools are down this week for their surreptitious search process for the new CEO of schools. That has been in the news this week that the school board
Got rid of him and
private funding for the search process so that they didn't have to bring it up in a public forum, and basically spent the last couple of months lying to the public about the fact that a search process was going on to replace CEO Gregory.
And that is just absolutely outrageous. I mean, the lack of transparency is just absolutely outrageous. Karen, we've got to jump into our next segment, but Karen Hubert's with us here, editor-in-chief of the Baltimore City Paper. Really fascinating issue. I love the Lemonade article. Check out the roof piece and those on the way up and down. It was fascinating to me this week, so you want to check that out as well. Just pop it out of the box. It's all over the city. Thanks so much, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we're about now to have a conversation with Christopher Burnett on his way maybe to the city council.